Dude, this is something, man. This is something, man. I can't.
This is something, man.
Game, something, man.
This is something. This something is man. This is something, man.
Do you want me to keep rhythm the whole time?
Man, this is something, man.
Holy shit, this is something.
This is something, man.
This is something, man.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Think we got nothing?
Dumb neurotic bitch.
Oh, yeah, you stupid fucker.
Dumb.
Look at this stupid fucker to start the podcast. We got old James the cocksuck Stanley on that episode.
Wait, does the audio sound fine? You didn't put on the headphones.
Don't care.
Okay.
We're going in like this. James the cocksucker Stanley.
Yeah.
Here again. Here to stay. Just, wishing ill upon everyone.
No, I'm not.
James.
I don't wish ill upon nobody, even the people I dislike.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You're a dumb cunt. I hope she gets in a car accident.
Who did I say that to?
Anyone who cuts you off ever.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Dude, you are a psycho when you drive.
No.
You become a immediate racist.
Straight up, no. That's false.
No, it's not.
Straight up, I'm a chill motherfucker, dude.
You are not chill.
Someone
you
cuts
literally...
me off, I'm like this. I got two fingers on the top of the steering wheel, and I got a joint in my hand, and I'm like, that's okay.
First of all, scared to drive while you're smoking weed because of the police. Second of all, you just flash brights and brake check people. That's
untrue.
All you, dude. I have never not been in the fucking car with you when you brake check when you haven't brake checked or flashed your brights at someone.
I don't think so.
Fuck you.
It's only because I'm mentally ill.
Okay, now you're.
It's because it's because
first
I.
You try
it's
lying
because
to
it's because I. It's
is
like,
this new? Is this
like,
new
I have
thing
to
where
to
you gaslight me? You gaslight me now, James.
All right. I'm just trying to. Explain that I have this thing where I have to shine my brights twice. I have to just flick them on. I have to go on, off,
dude.
On, off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It happens in the day, too, but that's less scary because people can't notice. It's just a little thing
done.
I've got.
I am done.
You know how you gotta, like...
The coddling of the mentally ill.
You know how you gotta, like, you know, some people gotta, like, turn the doorknob backwards.
Uh-huh,
I gotta like
flash
my
brakes twice.
I get
what you're trying to do
twice.
Right now.
And if I fuck it up,
I
two more times.
You're, get what you're
if it doesn't feel
to...
right, two more times. And every time I do it, I'm alone. I'm like, fuck!
I'm sure that explains that. Now let's hear about the brake checking.
Oh,
you have to do that four or five times?
Yeah, well, I just gotta put people in their place sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
You have to treat them like your father?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to be here, old day. Yeah, it's good to be here.
I broke check someone with my mom in the car, and she lost her mind. Mm-hmm. Sure, James, you're going to get shot in the face.
Truly. Every time I do get nervous with you when we're driving down Dowling, if anyone were to ever cut you off, which happens often on Dowling, and most people don't have insurance. I couldn't imagine you. If you broke check someone here,
I would
just stare down at my phone while they pulled up next to us. I would not even. What are you doing? Don't, James.
Got a hair in my mouth. I stopped brake checking people. That was my New Year's resolution.
You're a psycho.
No, I'm not. Why would I do that if I was stupid?
I said psycho. I didn't say stupid. You know what I watched the other day?
You know what I watched the other day? Okay, you go first.
You go first.
A documentary about
Don't
Danny.
Care, Dan
okay,
ask.
Okay. What did you watch?
All right, go ahead.
Danny Trejo. Watched a documentary about him on YouTube. I didn't know he was addicted to heroin.
You could tell by his face he was addicted to heroin.
No, you can't.
You just got he's got the face of a heroin addict. Just
anyway, he was in and out of jail and prison for a long, for like 11 years.
Uh huh.
And documentary seemed like a real cool guy.
See, I didn't know any of this, but I knew all of that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
You can
does.
Look at that guy and know immediately.
His first acting job he got because people were just like, yeah, we need somebody that looks fucked up and scary.
Yeah, and he checks both boxes.
Yeah.
He is fucked up and scary.
Yeah. And you know, then Machete was born, you know? Mm-hmm. Or Badass. You ever watch Badass?
No.
Pretty good. Haven't seen Badass 2, though.
See, I've never seen any movie that he's the star in, I guess.
Really?
It's always just side characters on the ones I see him in.
These are good, huh? These are real high quality.
These are nice.
High quality CBD. This is Coast. Astronauts smoke
them. Whose cock you have to suck to get these?
Some lady at the Natrium in my terminal, the new one.
Natrium? You talking the cartel adjacent
Ooh.
Fucking head shop?
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Scary stuff.
Scary stuff.
Don't let Frank the Tanky are you talking about that?
Ooh wee, Frankie the Tanky. Always putting out them. They're coming for her head. They're
speaking of Frank the Tank. I did that dating show.
How was that?
It was a train wreck.
Was it really?
Kind of.
Why you say that?
For a little bit.
I had fun when I did it.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's chaotic.
Until Frankie like lost her mind.
On who?
So before the show, Frankie was like, yeah, one of the contestants is this girl that I went on one date with 3 years ago.
Oh, and Frankie was in her bi era. Or who went on a date with her?
I went on a date with her 3 years ago, one date, and then it like ended fine. Like literally nothing happened. We just stopped talking.
No allegations. You made it clear.
None of us ghosted each other.
No violence.
Like, we were just like, yeah, it was whatever.
Because I feel like you're a bad breakup because you might hit someone. You might hit someone.
No, I just get sad.
You get pent up anger. Like
no, I don't.
You get angry.
I take it out on the road,
you're
buddy.
You're like a dog that's been rained on all
that's
day,
not
and
true.
Then he comes inside and he gets kicked. You're vicious.
No.
You're vicious.
No.
You think you found love. They let you in the house and they boot you off the couch, so you bite him in the ankle.
No. If anything, I would kill myself. I got too sad.
Just walk out into traffic and let an SUV hit you.
Pretty much the way of the dog.
Dog suicide.
The way of the dog.
But, all right. Yep.
And then she was like, she was like, so what happened? And it was just me and Hunter and her before the show. And I was like, I mean, nothing. I mean, I wouldn't bring it up just because, like, I don't like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And she's like, did you guys have sex? And I was like, no. And then Hunter was like,
I jacked off to her, but no,
then,
we
and
didn't
then,
fuck.
And then Hunter was like, maybe don't bring it up. You know? And then he's like, it doesn't sound like it's going to be fun, Frankie. And then Frankie's like, okay, what if she brings it up? Then can I talk about it full range? And I was like, sure, if she brings it up. And then during, like, while she was up with, like, whoever fuckboy was next to her, Frankie was like, so I have a question for you. Do you know James? And then she was like, I do know James. And then she's like, and then she looked at me and she's like, ha. And then she just started like asking her all these weird questions. And then she got really, and then everyone was so uncomfortable. And then I kept like trying to like fuck around and like joke with it.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And then people were like laughing at that, but the, like, and then Frankie kept looking at me going, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you. Stop directing the show.
Frankie was,
yeah.
Frankie looked at you and did that.
Yeah, she was going, shut the fuck up. Let it go. And then I was like, Frankie, me and then Hunter was like, we both told you not to do this. And then Frankie was like, no, you didn't. I don't know what's going on. And then we're like, yeah, you do. We talked to you before the show. And then she's like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Just having.
I'm like,
melted.
You are insane. and then I don't care. I was like, whatever, it's fine. I'm not like mad at Frankie. I don't hate Frankie. Right. But then afterwards, she messaged me and she goes, she was like, hey, sorry if I misunderstood what the plan was. I'm really sorry.
What the plan was?
I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't know
about?
The plan. I'm going on your show and you're giving me $50. I thought that was the plan.
Yeah. Oh, and then I was supposed to film the whole thing. And I was like, okay, Frankie, listen to me. After my set, I'm going to go start the camera, and then I'll sit where the judges go. And she goes, okay. And then after my set, I take one step to the camera, and she goes, sit there, sit down. And I was like, all right, guess I'm not filming the show. So I just sat down, and nothing got filmed.
What
it was
a dumb
so
fuck.
Funny.
What a dumb fucker.
It was so funny. And then after the show, Hunter comes up to me. He's like, I'm really sorry that happened. And then he was like, this kind of broke me.
he's a gentle man.
I love Hunter.
He's a little gentle boy.
Yeah.
God
damn. What did you do this weekend? How was the beef?
I was not the beef, James. That was 2 weeks ago. Pretending to care about me.
How's Indeed? Was that 2 weeks ago?
Keep guessing.
Ooh.
Yeah, keep guessing, fucko.
What'd you do this last weekend?
No, keep guessing. I want to hear if you remember anything we talk about. Does it go in one ear, out the other?
You keep lying to me about what you do.
To be fair, I did tell you I was
opening. Oh, yeah, the laughing tap.
Yeah, but I did tell James that I was opening for a rapper at First Ave. And then James asked me what his name was, I didn't respond.
Yeah.
That's enough to be like, yeah, I'm not doing that. And then 2 days later, he texts me and he goes,
I'm stupid.
What rapper are you opening for tonight? Are you doing anything after your show at First Ave? And I was like, no, dude, I'm in Milwaukee.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. But that was fun. The first show was bad, but the next
one it was a dentist convention. It was literally a dentist. It was like, and truly, it was like pulling teeth.
Like there's a group
of dentists? It was. There was a dentist convention in town.
Wow.
So there was like three separate groups of dentist coworkers that went there.
Damn.
By just happenstance. They didn't all plan it together. They all just went with their coworkers. Wow. So there was like three separate dentist practices sitting there. And they
just hated everything.
They were not fun to perform.
Damn.
While the host was up, I remember watching her set and being like, oh, this is going to suck.
Oh, man.
Just because they weren't laughing at fucking anything.
Yeah.
And they did suck. It sucked.
Every now and then you see...
The whole show through sucks. That does bring you, like, some solace.
Dude, every
but
now
not
and
a whole lot.
No, not a
not
whole
a whole lot. But
it's nice that it's not just you.
Yes.
You know? It's always nice when you're all in it.
And
together.
Then when everyone gets done with the show, we all just go, that was fucking... Hard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you had to struggle for any kind of laugh.
Dude, sometimes I feel like when a host bombs, you're like, I'm going to kill. Mm-hmm. But sometimes a host bombs and you're like, this is a bad show. Yeah. You can just like, it's just, oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah. How many shows did you do? Three?
One Friday, two Saturday.
Nice. And the Saturdays were good?
Yeah, Saturdays were fine.
Sick.
Dude, that TJ guy,
yeah,
he's very funny. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
And we got done Friday night, and he's Haitian. He's a Haitian immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to me, he goes, would there be a problem with me peeing outside right now? While we were, like, leaving to go to, like...
Fair question, it's Wisconsin.
In the middle of a city bigger than Minneapolis, though.
All right.
And I was like, I don't give a shit if you do.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's what he meant.
Yeah.
And... I thought he was going to, like, run to the alley where the car was, like, parked next
to.
There was, like,
yeah.
an alley, like, not even an eighth of a block away,
but he stepped
in next to a garbage can. And he just whipped his dick out while I'm sitting in my driver's seat. And he's just dick out on the sidewalk.
Wow.
Like, not even him. He got a tire. He was, like, kind of off this car, like, a foot or two.
Wow.
On the sidewalk.
Just in the open.
Just in the open, pissing, car driving by.
Wow.
I was like, this guy's fucking sick.
That's crazy.
So crazy. I thought he was going to go to the fucking alley, so I was like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. But just step outside the car.
Right on the fucking
wow.
sidewalk. I walked around Milwaukee.
I respect that.
Yeah. I walked around. I think I put...
That would have been a bummer if he got a ticket, though.
I mean, dude, that city is so weird. It was
Milwaukee.
Dead. It was dead the second it hit midnight.
Is Milwaukee bigger than Minneapolis?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's bigger by like 110,000.
So not by a lot.
It's still bigger.
Still bigger.
It's like comparable size, but Minneapolis seems busier and...
Yeah, and more dense.
Well, it was like midnight and nothing was open. You couldn't get food anywhere.
Wow.
There's like two places you get late night food there that wasn't like McDonald's or Taco Bell.
Weird.
And then
I guess that's kind of like
all the streets would be empty too.
Wow,
it was so strange.
And like lights off, there's just dead.
No, because there'd be. I remember we parked to go to one place,
uh-huh.
And we're like, "This is kind of where the fuck are the car? Where is anyone?
Weird."
And there's like maybe 10 cars on the whole block, but then you go in the restaurant, and there's like 35, 40 people in there, which is full for the size of place it was.
Huh.
And you're just like, what the...
But strange.
Then there's nothing on the streets.
Strange.
You're just like, how is no one walking anywhere?
Maybe, yeah, weird.
It was odd.
Milwaukee, huh?
I did have fun. I walked around for...
You think they'll have you back to headline or feature again?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. Maybe.
We'll see.
I'm not worried about it.
Not worried about it.
I didn't even think of that until you said it.
Oh.
Yeah. Whatever happens, happens. James.
Whatever happens, it's all good.
Yeah.
You think the audio is going to be fine?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I really don't care, James.
Okay. I mean, what if we are? What if it's unusable?
Oh, well.
Okay.
We did it for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Don't
Dude.
You?
Charlie.
Oh, fuck. This might be the first time Charlie got on TV.
Charlie appearance. Charlie, come here.
Don't talk like that to that cat.
What do you want me to talk like him to?
Not like that. You were just too horny
hey,
with
Charlie.
It.
Charlie.
You just said that the horniest
that
way.
Charlie. Is that fine?
Charlie.
Why'd you say that so hornily?
What did I do? What if he just took a big shit?
He came down to shit, obviously. It's going to smell like shit. See him walking right to his litter box? You got all amped. You're like, oh, just for to smell cat shit for the next 10 minutes.
I better don't stink that bad.
Oh, it stinks, man.
Oh, Rick, is he making you a snack?
Don't be disgusting.
He do be eating it.
Should we get this on camera?
Yeah. No.
Just zooming on work. His little cat asshole.
Yeah, just kind of stretching like out. Yeah. A little slug.
And then watch
out
it close too, and watch it pinch in that cylindrical little shape.
And then watch him just kind of kick the sand at it.
He just kicked it right now.
There we go. Then he's gonna go up and go in Lily's bed and go like this.
If you had to fuck a cat, what breed would it be?
Ugh, I don't even know cat breeds.
Yeah, but if you had to choose,
like a Maine Coon, is that one?
Yeah, it is one.
A Maine Coon.
All right, if we're being honest, Maine Coon is probably the only choice because that's a big ass cat, so it might have a pussy you could fit in.
So you also Maine Coon?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I might go Maine Coon.
More
on
like
this
Maine
too.
Poon.
Maine Poon, dude. That's my main. No, that's my side poon. That Maine Coon, my side poon, baby.
Yeah. Those get pretty big.
I couldn't wife up a Maine Coon. I don't think I could.
No, I don't think I could. They're all for the streets.
No, yeah, they're for the streets. I could not marry a Maine Coon.
Yeah, strays.
Mm-mm, not for me.
No.
Don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't save her.
You following any of this J. Cole Kendrick shit?
I don't really listen to Drake, and I don't really...
Drake Kendrick. J. Cole was there for like a day.
Didn't J. Cole, like, put out a diss track and then delete it or something?
And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to do this. It's basically, like, one of them's like, you're a pedophile, you're a rapist, and the other one's like, you beat your girlfriend, you're dumb, and you think you're Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow.
And it's like, literally...
I heard they get pretty mean.
There's so many people that are so into it, too. It's so weird to be that into it.
I don't really care.
Yeah, and everyone's like, yeah, Kendrick's dropping songs every day. Drake got that dog coming out in Kendrick. He's out here putting songs out every day now. It's like, yeah, but his songs are just about like a dude being a molester. Like, these aren't cool, good songs.
Yeah.
It's not like you listen to it and go, this is a timeless classic.
Yeah. Maybe if...
Yo, Drake fucked a child. And you're like, this is going to stand the test of time.
Yeah.
This is beautiful music.
Yeah, I'm playing this at my wedding.
Yes, truly. That's me and my mother's dance.
Yeah. This is a bop.
Yeah.
Play it in the car for the fellas.
If you had to dance at a wedding with your mom, what's the song? What are you choosing?
At a wedding?
Yeah.
So, wedding song?
Yeah,
with mother?
You choose a song.
This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads. That's a classic one, right?
I don't know. Sure.
What about you?
Cotton Eye Joe.
How's that one go?
Where did you come from? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Nobody knows. Yeah. That's a good one.
And I'd have my mom bent over and she'd be bobbing that.
Yeah, you're like,
oh, bring it down, bitch. Bring it down. She would be twerking all over me, and I'd be like, yo, mom, slow down, dude. Yeah. My wife's here.
Who'd your wife be?
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Is that the guy who sings Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you, you've been watching The Wolves, James? I know you have like two hobbies, and one of them is a thing that I do as well. What are the
fishing?
Hobbies? Fishing and comedy are the only things I can think of.
You know what? I also like to draw. I like to doodle.
Mm-hmm.
I like to watch YouTube.
Did you watch the Wolves game?
No.
This felt sad. I had to pivot quick. I couldn't just have you make a list of your hobbies. I like drawing.
I like to doodle. I like to ink things.
Every once in a while, I'll shut all the lights off in my house and I'll stare at the ceiling fan spinning out of medium speed.
I don't have a ceiling fan. There's not a ceiling fan in our apartment.
Jesus, ouch.
We have one AC unit built into the wall.
And every once in a while, I'll get out of the shower and I'll stand there and let it blast the ice cold
air all over my testicles.
And wait till the sweat dries up from evaporation. And then I put on my sweatpants and stare at the ceilingless fan wall. Anyways, I did not watch the Wolves game.
Dude, Timberwolves are looking good.
Really? That's our team, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Minnesota nice. Timberwolves.
Nice. They're, Minnesota sports notoriously not good, but they're doing good now.
Yeah, they got a player named Hank Three who's really good. His dad, Hank Williams Jr., was fucking good.
Uh-huh.
And
was he in the Timberwolves or a different team?
No, he played for the Seattle Supersonics. Hank Jr. did. And then Hank Three plays for the Timberwolves.
Is his last name Three or is that the third?
Hank III? Hank Williams Jr. the third, yeah. Oh. And he plays center for the Wolves.
Wow. What center? Is that like you're shooting?
The tall guy in the middle playing jump ball in the post. You know? But he's a stretch big, so he can pick and pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's very quick on the pick and roll. He'll spot up all day long, and then he's just a beast when he's down the post.
Wow. Do they still fight? Is that a thing with hockey still? People fight?
We're talking basketball, James. We're not hockey.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, you're the dumbest bastard. Oh, my God. I would hate to have raised you. Jesus, dude.
When you were, like, tall guy, I'm like, they're all kind of the same height. When you're like... That makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah, God. What's the hockey team again?
Oh, the Minnesota Timber Stinks.
The Wild. The Wild. Yeah. Dude, two Wolves. Give me a break. Whatever.
Yeah, so...
The Wilds are Wolves. The Timber
okay,
Wolves.
Okay, so Hank Williams, he played in, like, the Jew League. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's right what they called it, but it was the Jewish Basketball League.
Of America?
Yeah, it used to be, like, it was a lot of Jew... There was, like, a Jewish league.
Okay.
That the NBA kind of spawned out of. And then his son, Hank Williams Jr.,
mm-hmm.
played for the Supersonics in, like, I think it was, like, 78-ish.
Uh-huh.
And then Hank III got drafted 2 years ago by the Wolves.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's a beast.
Beast mode.
Yeah, truly.
Wow.
It's like family tradition.
Maybe I should get into a sport this year.
Yeah.
Maybe basketball.
Basketball.
I kind of like playing basketball more than other sports. Kind of like hooping.
I would have bullied you in high school. The more that I talk to you, I would have been mean to you.
We would have been friends.
Though. I would have been so annoyed with you.
You would have been just annoyed as me as you are now, and we would have been friends, I bet.
No, dude. Me and my boys, we would have eaten you up.
Nah,
we would have eaten you up and spit you out in the grass.
I don't think so. I was pretty.
Dude, we would have busted your ass playing extreme hide and seek.
I was pretty likable.
We would have fucked you up playing extreme.
I was pretty likable in high
school.
You ever
play extreme hide and seek?
No. How do you do that?
We used to play it in our basement.
With a gun?
No, dude, worse. We would shut all the lights off in the basement. Mm. You'd have to go upstairs and count, and we'd tie a bandana around your eyes so you couldn't see either.
Yeah,
it'd
I wouldn't
be
do that.
Pitch black in the basement.
I don't like to shut my eyes.
And then you'd come much. Downstairs. You'd have to go down the stairs after you get done
and
counting.
Push me.
No. We would put like fucking sleeping bags, like the slippery side down with like golf balls under them and shit.
Oh,
and then
no.
we put a weight plate at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, no.
So you would step down and just go all the way. Ding. And then just run into it like you stub your toe on a fucking weight plate. Oh, yeah. And we would like flip couches upside down so you'd run into them when you were trying to catch people. Yeah, we would have fucked you up. Dude.
So it was hide and seek catch.
No. Yes. Yeah, you had to tag him.
Extreme.
Yeah, extreme hide and seek.
Catch.
Charlie didn't finish his load. He came back to blast off a second time.
Wow. What's Lily feeding you, buddy?
Lily's
he on
been,
that new wet food
yeah,
again?
Lily's been making him goon recently. I don't fucking get it.
Lily's been beating him off.
Lily's been making Charlie goon at her house. She's been setting up so many screens and making him jack off. It's
Jesus.
Weird as fuck.
Charlie, are you gooning over there? Do cats hump stuff?
I don't
think so.
I'm sure just other cats. Yeah, they don't hump like dogs if you're thinking.
Cats can't even goon. They kind of on that no-nut clarity shit.
Cats are on no-nut clarity. Dogs, I don't know.
Dogs got that, like, dogs will have post-nut clarity.
Yeah.
They'll hump a pillow and be like, what did I fucking do?
For sure. They feel like us after jacking off.
Yeah. They'll be like, God, that pillow wasn't even fucking soft.
There's never been a time I've jacked off and been like, that was the right choice.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
I mean, after I've been like, that felt so good.
Yeah.
But then it'll just be me sitting
there.
But
then you're like, ah, this kind of sucks now.
Just sitting there with like my tits over the top of my gut. And I'm just like, what if? Why?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah.
You ever come and then ask yourself who you are?
Yeah.
Just, where? What am I? Who am I? Why did I do this?
You ever get a text from a family member when you're beating off?
And yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Phone
not,
call?
Not now.
Phone call? And you just you don't even press it. You just let it ring, but you flip it up and you watch the porn on silent?
Yeah. You never answer?
No. That's weird as fuck. You jack off while talking to someone you know on the phone.
No, I stop jacking off. But
That's crazy to me.
And then it's done. You know, I don't, you know, continue. I'm just like, this might be, you know, I'm like, this might be important.
We're almost done. We're almost done with this fucking podcast.
It could be important.
That's crazy.
It
you
could
have
be
that
important.
Thought. It could be. Who? Why?
I'm not letting my fucking horniness blind me from someone reaching out to me for something. You know, I stop.
You need to talk to someone about this.
I put my dick away, and
talk
you.
No.
Yeah.
I'm in the right. You're in the wrong.
No, I'm not.
You quit jacking off to talk to someone on the phone.
I quit jacking off. I answer the phone.
Because it could be an emergency.
It could be an emergency.
That's insane.
That's when it would happen, too.
Your life is not a movie. It doesn't happen then.
Life a movie.
It barely happens. It probably never will happen.
What?
You will probably never get an emergency phone call while jacking off.
Maybe I have, and I don't remember.
No, because you pick up.
Yeah, I bet there's been an emergency.
Yeah.
I bet.
I feel like you would remember an emergency that happened when you were jacking off.
That would suck. Just being hard, and your mom's like, "Yeah, your grandpa died,"
and then you're like, "Oh,
one less goon." Yeah, that would be a bummer. I cried
just
so much when my grandma died.
That's it. Yeah, dude. I think that's like
7 o'clock. My medicine, something like that. Blah 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 blah. It's 7 o'clock.
What is here?
Oh, time to take my medication.
Don't tonight.
I'll take it later tonight.
Just let it bulk.
No,
James. Just let it
bulk. Unwise.
I know. Live a little.
That's not.
You might become so cool if you stop taking.
Or I might kill myself.
Yeah, run the risk. Kurt Cobain did. Don't be such a chicken shit.
27 is the year. Stop taking meds.
Call me, Mom. Call me.
Oh, my God. No.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here, folks. James wants to jack off to his grandma's voice.
No.
Is your grandma hot? She's
Which one?
The Lebanese one?
No.
What's she built like?
Kind of short, pretty short, maybe like 5'4".
What's her weight? What's she weighing in at?
She's kind of chunky,
she
I guess.
Thick with it?
A little bit. She got a.
Are you picking her up above your head?
No.
Okay, so she's thick with it.
Yeah. She's got like, white hair, and it's all kind of like that poofy, like 80s do, you know?
Like still? The beehive type shit?
Kind of.
Or like a Jew.
She like does the curly, like fancy Ray curly things.
Oh.
What them called?
Fucking gross white bitches.
Yeah, she got that.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And my grandpa wears like suspenders, jeans.
So your other grandpa,
Polo.
Is your other grandma hot?
My other grandma's dead. My other grandpa's dead.
Was she hot, though? Were they good looking?
Maybe in, like, their prime. Maybe in, like, their, you know.
All right, prime.
Not when I was alive.
Prime Lebanese grandma, prime other grandma. Which one
Irish.
You hitting?
God. Neither.
No, you
got to
choose. You got to choose.
No, well, who would you pick?
Probably your Lebanese one.
Why?
Why not?
I don't think she'd like you.
Yeah, I don't care.
She probably would.
She'd love me, dude.
She probably would.
We would just kind
I think both
we
my
would say
would like
we would
you.
Say vaguely racist things every once in a while, and she'd be like, "I like this one.
You should bring him around more.
I like him a lot." All right. Well, that's all, folks.
Okay,
James said he wanted to fuck his Lebanese grandma.
I did not say that on record.
Nope. He's lying. Fuck him.